Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. As always, we're joined by our co-host here, Derek Wolf, host of Wolf Untamed. Who's on the show this week?
Chuck Liddell.
Oh, shit, dude. I saw a clip online, and I was like, man, is that this week or next? We love Chuck. Obviously, he's a homie in real life. He's the best, isn't he?
Oh, he's got the best. He's like an uncle. He's like that uncle that shows up and tells, like, the best fucking stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave him, 3 years ago, I gave him one of those gay for straight shirts on our website.
Yep.
He was here to take his daughter around to visit all the colleges,
mm-hmm.
UT and Texas State and a couple of other ones, I think. I think they went down to San Antonio as well. And he wore that shirt everywhere he went, to all the college visits, to a fucking to a fucking theme park with all of his kids. It's like, who's going to say something to Chuck Liddell?
Nobody's going to say anything to Chuck Liddell, but also everyone loves that shirt.
Yeah.
He's a legend. George Strait's a legend here in Texas. So, yeah, we're all gay for straight down here, dude.
Better be.
Yeah, it was one of our finest T-shirts we've ever made. Derek, the obvious thing to talk about here at the top of the show is the Broncos again. Jesus fucking Christ, man. So I took Browns plus six, and Jameis Winston, I get talked into it by the Libby boys and Jameis eating the W's, the crab legs, and the whole thing.
You mean the best and worst quarterback in the NFL right now?
God. But that's his entire career.
No, Jameis Winston throws a touchdown, goes into a phone booth, changes clothes, and immediately throws a pick six.
Yeah, dude.
It's like fucking some kind of bizarro Superman.
So
dude, he almost had 500 yards.
If you add the two pick sixes, he had well over 500 yards.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm watching it down by three, 2 minutes left to go. I'm like, all right, great. We got a shot at this. Let's fucking go, dude. Let's go, Jameis.
Also plus 6.5. I'm cashing that ticket already. I'm like, if Denver gets a stop, they'll run the clock out.
Yep.
Nope.
All you had to do was, even with the interception, just sit up, just lie down on the ground and then just kneel out the clock. No, I think I'll run that in and then just kill everybody's parlays, spreads, and all that fun stuff.
So Jameis had 171 yards of interception yards.
Yes.
171 yards and two touchdowns. That's a good game for some quarterbacks.
Oh, fuck.
That's a decent game.
I would have taken it out of Will Howard over the weekend at Ohio State, for Christ's sakes. But, yeah, man. I mean, look, the audience is now following this and all in. I'm being tagged in this left and right. So let's go over it here. Top of the season. It was a 10-win season for the Broncos. I can't still help but laugh because I can't believe this is actually going on right now. Like, you guys are 8-5, Derek. Colts are up next. That's a home game, though.
That's a win.
That's a win.
It's probably a win, right? Yeah.
We're going to win that game. We're playing. Listen, they're playing so good on, like, here's what happens. If your defense is struggling, right? We were struggling on defense this game. We had one, because our starting corner is out. So we had, I say we, like I fucking play still. Like, I hate when people do that. Anyways, the Broncos have Riley Moss on the bench for, I don't know what he was, if he was sick or what. I don't even know he was hurt. So I didn't know he wasn't playing. That would have changed my mind about everything, because I knew Jerry Jeudy was going to want to come in there and go fucking crazy. Because he just, like, could not catch a break when he was here. And Jerry Jeudy was, like, a really hard worker at first, and then, like, you just saw how it just started eating away at him with the shitty quarterback play and all that. So I was like, man, I don't know what's going to happen here. And I think that the Broncos gave the Browns every chance to win.
Yeah.
They gave them every chance. To have 500 yards passing put up on you and win a game, I don't know if I've ever heard of that. Like, I don't – I can't remember a time.
Well, it's actually happened on Monday Night Football almost before. Patrick Mahomes threw for 470 in a loss one time.
Yeah, he lost, but let's face it. It's Jameis Winston is no Patrick Mahomes.
No.
So you got the Colts. Week after that is the Chargers. Chargers are tough, man. I don't know if you're going to win that game.
They're going to be in the hunt for a playoff game, too.
Hard to beat the same team twice.
That's true. And look, the Broncos offense is looking pretty good right now. They look pretty good.
Yes. Yes, they do. In particular, Bo Nix. And yes, I'm still going to call him by one name. But you could be, I think that's a loss. The last two are where it gets tough because the Bengals, you're at the Bengals. Do the Bengals care at all at that point in the season? Is Joe Burrow just going to keep padding stats? The other thing is the Bengals have zero defense whatsoever. They're letting up, what do we say, 25 points a game?
28.3 points a game.
Oh, my God.
And Russell Wilson had 414 yards.
Yep. So it's that's a tough one for me. And then you end at the Chiefs. The only saving grace about the Chiefs is the Bills have two losses, so hopefully that stays for me personally, and then they got to ride this out and actually play that game because that could determine the first round bye.
And they'll have to play that game no matter what. They're going to have to.
The Chiefs, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to take that game series.
Don't the top two teams get byes?
No, not anymore. No, they changed it.
They used to be the top two, and that was awesome.
Wasn't it? Didn't sports used to be awesome, and now we have all this fucking bullshit? Like, which is why we had to move the show, because you got that stupid fucking college playoff show tonight.
Yeah.
There's
also, I don't know if you, not to mix sports here, but do you hear about this Rob Manfred fucking golden at bat bullshit?
Oh, I was tagged in a million times. I hit Bob up this morning
fucking shit. Derek, do you hear about this shit?
No.
So the commissioner of baseball right now is floating an idea where once per game, you get one at bat where you can put anybody in your lineup, no matter where you are in the lineup, into that at bat. So technically, somebody could bat twice in a row.
Yeah.
Right? You could have Shohei Ohtani take an at bat and then take another at bat.
If you're in the ninth inning, why wouldn't you do it?
Yep.
So
if it was like your ninth hitter.
Yeah.
But what do you do if the guy gets on base?
Listen, I'm down for them to do. Yeah, if he's already on base, you wouldn't be able to do it, I think. But imagine if the guy goes out there and whacks a home run. And then fucking gets back in the batting. It gets back in there and fucking racks another one.
That would be like, pretty funny.
It'd be cool to watch.
You're already in the pitcher's head. You're already in the pitcher's head, right? So now he's like, you've got
to hit him.
Yeah, but he's beating him.
If it were me, I'd hit him right in his fucking jaw.
Yeah, and then put him on first base.
Yeah, I think it's actually safer to throw at the head because they'll get out of the way. Everybody gets out of the way when you throw at their head.
Yeah.
It's when you throw at the shoulder and then they fucking, their mechanics take them into it. That's when they actually get hit in the head. If you just throw it to the top of their head, they'll fucking move.
Yeah, but I went on this rant yesterday, Derek, where I just said, you know, all these sports are changing. We're adding all this other shit. I don't think it's necessary in college football. I wanted to ask you about the new NFL that they've pitched for next year. So they want to move to 18 games, an extra game there, take away the preseason games, and then they want to keep playing around the world, and they're going to add more of those games next year to a total of 18 games that are played internationally. As a play, at some point, these guys are going to die on the field. You just can't keep doing this shit.
I mean, dude, after week 12, you're fucked. You're just like, after week 12, like right now, guys are getting to the point where they're like, they're trying to make it through. Like, that's it. So like adding more and more games, and they talk about player safety, this player, dude, you can't protect guys in the trenches. You just can't. Like, there's no way to protect the impact that goes on in the trench play. So unless you're going to start playing fucking two-hand tap or fucking flag football, there's no fucking way you can just keep adding games unless you add an extra bye week.
So that's what they want to do. That extra bye week would then push it into President's Day. So that
Which
way,
I'm
the,
for.
Same
I'm
here.
I mean, that's going to piss off college, too. Though.
Yeah. Well, college has shifted later into the year now, too. Mm-hmm. So even this year, the national championship is going to be on January 20th, for Christ's sakes. Super Bowl is going to be 2 weeks later. But the games themselves, like these playoff games that are coming up that we've got to report on tomorrow now after tonight's rankings come out, those will be played on the same day as NFL games. And then what do you do? Like, football is fighting football at that point. And it sucks.
So the Detroit Lions are having the best season that team has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
They have 13 defensive players on the IR right now.
Yes.
13.
Yep. And it could end up costing them the season.
It could cost that city their one shot to ever win a Super Bowl. You never know how shit's going to go in the NFL.
No.
You know what I mean? Fucking the whole team may madden it out. You know what I mean? Die in a fucking plane crash or some shit. It's like, fuck, man. There's just not enough talent on Earth to create the kind of depth you need to play that many games.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. No matter, even if they give an extra bye week, I don't think it's possible.
And that's what I wanted to ask you too, because Derek, you played college. So college is, look, some of these teams could play 18 games this year. That's just the way the college football playoffs works out. That's one of these teams with four wins could be playing, you know, essentially 17, 18 games, which is what an NFL schedule is, regular season. Then you got to go to the NFL after 3 years of that. I just don't see how you keep enough bodies on the field throughout college and the NFL.
You don't. And that's, well, that's what, who is the one guy they're trying to protect?
Patrick Mahomes.
I'm talking about the position.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Right. Who gets paid the most?
Quarterback.
Okay, so as long as they can keep their quarterbacks healthy, that's all they give a fuck about.
Yeah, so let's talk about that then. Homeboy got a 3-game ban. Al Shaair.
He did.
3-game ban.
Yep. For knocking out Trevor Lawrence.
And I get it. He's a dirty player. He's been doing dirty shit his whole career. He like fucking threw some kind of weird ninja move into Tom Brady's throat one time after a play. I mean, he's just and hitting dudes when they're fucking two steps out of bounds. It's his whole career he's been doing this.
Well, he's a terrorist sympathizer.
Yeah, that as well. Yes, he's also a piece of shit. But forget about all that. Forget about the personalities involved and think about the position they're trying to protect is the quarterback. The best one that exists is Patrick Mahomes. Maybe not this year statistically, but I think we all agree on that. Patrick Mahomes routinely fake slides.
Mm-hmm.
On a regular basis, he does that. That should be an automatic ejection. Like, if you're going to set up these rules where the defensive player has to be going full speed and within 5 feet of somebody, pull up and not hit him, which is very difficult. It's about a half a second or less to make that decision and change your body, mm-hmm. right, in midair. If he can fake that, then he's asking for it. So you either have to let that defensive player crush him or you have to eject the quarterback for it, one of the two. And it can't be people are like 15, 20-yard penalty. No, he has to get ejected for that. The consequences matter.
You can't just eject him. You'd have to suspend him for 3 games. And guess what? When you just so everybody knows, when you get suspended, you don't get fucking paid.
Mm. Yep.
They take those game checks from you. You get paid 17 times a year.
Mm.
To lose 3 of those checks is fucking huge.
Richard Sherman, about 5 hours ago on Twitter, by the way, posted that video of Mahomes, because I said he did it again in that Raiders game. He posted that exact video.
He does it all the time.
He's done it a lot this year and gotten away with it because he's Patrick Mahomes, but one of these times, well, somebody's going to light him up.
It's not illegal. It's only illegal in college.
Right.
Right. They made that rule 2 years ago in the playoffs, I think.
So, but what happens if somebody lights up Patrick Mahomes then? They're getting fucking ejected probably,
they'll be
right?
out for the season.
Well, no, you'll get ejected and you'll get the 3-game suspension. That's the precedence that they've set. They made an example of that. Like, we don't want this happening. Trevor Lawrence is a fucking, they got him in all kinds of commercials and shit. You know, the NFL's a giant business, man. Like, they just, it's all a business. That's why they're trying to protect the quarterback, because everybody loves the fucking quarterback. Quarterback brings in the most money. The quarterback is the most important spot on the field. So if they're going to protect a quarterback like that, then they can't be doing that bullshit. Like, you can't fucking fake me out and then go run for a first down. And then, because if I hit you, I'm going to fucking NFL jail for fucking 3 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're suspended, you can't even come into the fucking building. You're fucking excommunicated for 3 weeks. And in those 3 weeks, somebody might take your fucking job.
Get Wally pipped.
Yep.
You might get Wally pipped. Yeah. You might lose your fucking job. And that's bullshit. You have to fight. You might lose your job for not tackling him. Like, that coach might just fucking say, you know what? Fuck it. We're not playing it. Like, we're playing somebody else that'll fucking hit somebody. You know, like that's the shit that happens. You're putting defensive play. Playing defense in the NFL right now is fun because there's all these rules. You have to be under control at all times. You can't fucking land on the quarterback. You can't, like, tap the quarterback in the fucking head.
when you're covering receivers, if you just tug their, they can hand fight you the whole way down the field, but you hand fight them back, there's a good chance you're going to get a PI called. Then you can't tug on their jersey at all, which is, you know, I get it, but like, at the end of the day, man, it's fucking a physical game. You're grabbing and pulling on each other. Like, shit's going to happen. For them to just say, you know what, quarterbacks can just have free range, do whatever they want. You're asking for shit like this to happen. You're asking the NFL allowing Patrick Mahomes to do that without any repercussion. You're asking for quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence to get fucking whacked, like absolutely whacked, because he's genuinely trying to give himself up. But you got to – people don't understand. When you play defense, you're a fucking killer. You're out there to fucking destroy. Like, that's your mindset. Every see ball, get ball. So you're, like, in the zone, and you're fucking going. And it doesn't matter what happens. So, like Dan said, to be able to stop midair and change your body, or it's so fast. The average – a long football play is 6 seconds long. So think about how fast that is. You know what I mean? So you have a split second to make a decision. And when you got guys like Mahomes faking you out, dude, you're just asking for it, man. And I think it should be at least a 15-yard penalty. It should be an unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, at a minimum. And then now,
think that's enough, though, because it's not commensurate with the consequences if the other guy plays the play out. You take the play to its logical conclusion, and the penalty has to be the same for both guys.
An ejection?
He has to be ejected, and he has to be suspended for 3 games. That includes fake sliding, and includes faking going out of bounds.
Yeah.
I think they ejected him because he went at his head.
He did, but he was
yeah, but that's the only place you can go if he's sliding.
Yeah, and as he was going down, it was like, all right, cool, but let's say you tried to do it to Mahomes, because looking at that play again, which, you know, I was talking about earlier on Richard Sherman's Instagram, or on his Twitter, looking at that play again, it was like the defender kind of gave himself up there because he was worried about rocking Pat Mahomes, mm-hmm. who looked like he was going down, yep. and then he got an extra fucking 5 to 7 yards out of it, and ended up fucking him later on in the game.
Which, by the way, could be the difference in a game, is a conversion. One conversion on third down can be the difference in an entire football game, that Absolutely. One play. Fuck that shit.
Yep. You know the rules, though. We'll go over last week's hits and misses here, and then get to this week's ones. And shit, we'll talk about it first and foremost here was the Lions, because barely pulled one out against the Bears. But like Dan mentioned, God, it felt like every other play a defender went down on the field and was carted off. I've never seen the injuries on defense like Detroit is going through
now. They've got fucking 13 dudes. By the way, only 11 people play defense at a time.
Yeah.
They've got 13 of their defensive guys on IR, and now they have DJ Reader, who's a defensive tackle, Anwar Zerzuki or some bullshit. I don't know. As a two defensive ends, including Pascal, who's really fucking good. And they added an offensive tackle as well, who are all questionable now, in addition to the 13 people they have on the IR already. It's fucking crazy. The fact that they're still pulling this shit out and playing really good defense, team defense.
Yes.
I mean, those two corners.
That tackle you're talking about is a backup.
Yeah. So backup, yeah, yeah. He both of those.
The backup is hurt now.
So they're one of the defensive ends that on was Zerky or whatever. I don't remember how to say it. But he's a backup, and so is DJ Reader. They're both backups, and now they're questionable for the next game. So it's like, fuck, man.
I just don't know how long it'll last. And you and I chatted about this with Ohio State and their offensive line, because their backups went down as well. And you were like, oh, well, Ohio State's got dudes or whatever. I don't know, man. I don't know that there's enough talent in college and the NFL anymore to overcome these type of injuries.
No.
At some point, this is going to come back and bite the Lions in the ass, and it sucks. Because I'm kind of rooting for them and the Bills in the Super Bowl, just because one of those franchises, that would be a party. That would be the end-all, be-all party in New Orleans. The Bills and the Lions would be the best. And I don't know if it's possible now, and the Lions can keep doing this with so many people out, dude.
I mean, this is just like what we talked about earlier. You can't protect the guys in the trenches. You just can't. So we're talking about the nine that are in the box. That nine, because we used to call it 9-on-7, right? It's 9-on-7. It's, you know, you got seven. There's 7 guys on offense versus 9 guys on defense. So let's see who can stop them. You know, let's see who wins. And it's all like that is where the banging goes on. That's where the impact injuries start to add up. It's not like a one-time thing. It's you do that 60 fucking times over throughout a game. You get double teamed. You get fucking hit in the ribs. Do that 17 times and then go to the playoffs. It's just, you're not going to, guys' careers are going to start getting shorter and shorter and shorter because they just won't be able to play as long. Like, there's just no fucking way that you can maintain that. That's why Michigan's able to beat Ohio State. It's all, the game is won up front. Mm-hmm. Always. It doesn't matter. It's always, whoever controls the line of scrimmage is going to win the game. Like, it's a, I mean, go show me another team. This is why the fucking Bengals can't win a fucking game, because they suck up front. They're terrible. They have two outside guys that are decent, but their interior guys are not playing good.
Yeah, they're awful to watch. I mean, you're just running through them on every single play, and Burrow's, you know, having a record year, which we'll get to. But for the Lions, look, 10 in a row, it's impressive. I think the one thing they have on their side is that they can at least chew the clock out with the best running back tandem in the NFL. So at least that'll eat up some clock and keep the defense off the field. Whereas, you know, some of these other high-powered teams like the Bengals, problem with the Bengals is they're just chucking the ball every single down and scoring touchdowns, and then their defense is back out on the field, and then they get exposed, and then you're in these track meets where it's a 45-42 game or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, and you're not going to win it because, as we talk about all the time, and Derek just alluded to, it's a combination of line control and executing on third down. That's what wins games typically, right? Yeah. And if you can't, I'm telling you, it's why Spags is kept the Chiefs in so many of these close games on third down. They fucking execute every single time. Every single time, because that line overpowers anybody's offensive line. That's why they do it. It's like, man, I feel bad for Joe Burrow.
Record year. Look, he's 30 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 3,600 yards. I mean, it's nuts. It's video game numbers that he's putting up. Steelers still won, and they're not a high-powered offense, and they were able to score 44 in this game against the Bengals, which is nuts to me. Giants, Cowboys, not worth it. There's just no need to ever talk about the two of these teams. We'll see you at the draft and find out what happens to them. Dolphins versus Packers. Hard game to figure out, man. I mean, look, I know Tua typically plays terrible in this weather, but he was good in this game, 37-46, 365, and 2 touchdowns. They just couldn't score touchdowns on top of it. I mean, it was weird.
Yeah, well, that's Dan, I was going to add to what you were saying when you were talking about the other sign of a good football team is when they get to the fucking red zone, that equals points.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about 3 points. That equals 7 fucking points. That's the mark of a good fucking offense, is that when they get to everybody can get there, right? You get inside the 20, and how many times do you see a team just settle for a fucking field goal, right? And then you come back and you watch them lose a game by 3 or 4 points. It's like, well, that's the difference, is they can't score in the red zone. And that's what happens to a team like Miami. They move the ball up and down the field, but they can't score. It's something with their red zone scheme that they just can't do it, because they got all that speed, right? All that speed is out the window when you get down there in the red zone. It doesn't really matter. It's a tighter space. So that shows you need like a better tight end and a better run game.
Yeah. Next up, by the way, was Raiders at the Chiefs. How many times? Look, Dan and I talked about this yesterday. How many times can these guys keep doing it? Is it possible to win a Super Bowl doing this week after week?
We did it. I mean, every game we won was fucking was a close game. Every single one of them. We didn't blow anybody out.
Because I'll go back to the Broncos game. You guys lost on a blocked 30-yard field goal. You actually should be 9-5 because you should have beaten the Chiefs. This game was the same way. They were about to set up for a field goal. The snapper didn't see the quarterback, snapped it right in the middle of his chest. Chiefs recovered, game over, and they won again, but they were about to go for a field goal and win that game.
That was on the quarterback, though. He just clapped his hands too early. He brought his hands together, like asking for the ball. So that's his fault.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Centers is looking for motion.
Gotcha. Because I saw it and I was like, man, you never know if it's a snap count
If you're a center, dude, you got your fucking head. You got a giant dude with snot coming out of his nose in front of you. You got fucking, you know, one of the best defensive tackles ever played a game in front of you. And you're looking through your legs. And so you got to get your head up and snap it. So as soon as you see fucking movement, that ball's coming out and your head's coming. Like that's how those guys do. That's how they operate. So that's what happened. And that just shows you these games are decided by who makes the most mistakes. Like, who makes the most mistakes in a team that is like the Chiefs? They're going to capitalize on those mistakes. You know, they're not going to make too many mistakes, and they are going to capitalize when you do fuck up. And that's why they're losing. That's why they're losing, because they don't make mistakes and they win on third down on both sides of the ball.
Well, they won again. They're 11-1 and still ahead of the Bills over there. And it matters. That last game could matter because the Bills have the tiebreaker if the Chiefs lose one more game, because the Bills did beat them this year. Next up was Chargers Falcons. My God, man, sports wise, was there any more ways that I could be let down this weekend? No. This is Jim Harbaugh's team beating the Falcons here. Kirk Cousins, 4 interceptions. They're looking at Penix to potentially start at some point this year.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Penix says he is ready to go. However, he thinks Kirk will be able to turn it around. If he doesn't after this next game, you probably make the switch here at this point, but then you pay.
Listen, he's got to say that. Deep down, he's like, oh, please just fucking put me in. Let me give it my shot. You know, if he's a real gamer, if he's that guy, that's what he's thinking. He's like, please just fucking give me a chance. I know I can play better than
good
like,
Lord.
That's what I glean from that interview.
He's going to go out there and he's going to tear his fucking ACL, Ross. That's what's going to happen.
I know. Look, all of it's going to happen. It's coming.
Kirk Cousins is 6'3", and there were 10 pass deflections in this game.
Yep.
10.
That's crazy.
That is an insane number.
And 4 interceptions.
4 interceptions. He got hit 4 times, which is not that much, actually. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure that Herbert got hit 5 or 6 times in this game. So, look, pass deflections, that is solely on the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody else can control that. Like, if you're
we hit Tom Brady 27 times in a fucking AFC Championship game, and he still almost fucking beat us.
Yeah, it can be difficult to tell if the problem with the quarterback is his problem or the line's problem or the receiver's not getting open or something. There's a lot of stuff that can go wrong, but if you're getting 10 passes deflected, that's your fault.
It's your fault. Your release is low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can't blame the line. Bijan Robinson had over 100 yards rushing, so like obviously they're doing something fucking right on the line there. Next up was the Cardinals against the Vikings.
Hold on. Let's go back to Bijan. Is he doing acting classes with fucking McConaughey?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why not, dude?
Yeah.
That kid's a superstar, and he could make a lot of money doing commercials and all that other shit because they're not hiring actors anymore.
Yeah.
And NFL is the new Hollywood. I mean, that's the highest ratings there are on television right now. So, like, yeah dude, it all makes sense, to be honest with you. And I think it's a smart move. There were some people that were joking about it online, but I'm like, bro, Bijan Robinson's going to make more than somebody from a Marvel movie right now if they're doing it.
I told you that Travis is losing money.
Yep. Playing football, yeah.
Playing football right now. Yeah. He's losing money.
That commercial that McConaughey and McCaffrey did together is really funny, too. McCaffrey's actually pretty good.
I think
he's got to, I mean, he's not going to be able to walk anymore after this. So,
His wife's an actress, so I think.
Is she? Yeah.
It's Olivia Culpo, Bob, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be dope. He's a good looking dude.
Yeah. Vikings, by the way, 10-2. They keep winning these weird games as well.
Well, you sent Derek text me a thing this morning. Kyler Murray has not been good since fucking the latest Call of Duty came out.
No.
Yeah. This latest season of Warzone came out, and he's 0-2.
There's something that, listen, dude, this dude is a fucking gamer. He loves to play video games. So you know he's playing, and it's Call of Duty specifically. So there's no coincidence there.
Yeah.
Like people, that's why I said it last week. I said the new Call of Duty just fucking dropped, so don't bet on Kyler Murray.
Yeah. I think maybe. So they did. I mean, we all remember they tried to add it to his contract that he has to actually not about the games, that he has to study the playbook and shit, which is a weird thing to be in a contract. I think they should legit add to his contract. You can play video games as much as you want, but it's Madden.
Yeah.
And you have to play as yourself.
As yourself over and over again and teach yourself plays.
Find out where on the hardest setting and find out where the openings on the field are. Find out where Marvin fucking Harrison is.
That's it.
You asshole.
It's so easy. Just throw it to Harrison. He scored a touchdown every fucking time. He scored another touchdown this time. Next up was Colts at the Patriots. Love to see what Richardson's doing back in the lineup there because he's got a tough road game coming up next week at Denver. Hopefully he can have a repeat performance there and lead his team to a victory at the Denver Broncos next week.
I would say minimum of 2 picks in that game.
No.
And you know, to be honest, I think it's a good chance. I think they're going to win this game against Indy and then lose the last games. And you're going to be a blocked field goal away from an ass tattoo. That's what I think.
You think I'll win or lose?
I think I'll win.
I think I'll lose.
I think
I don't see them losing the last three in a row.
I think they're going to lose.
Denver?
Yeah.
Boy, that would be awesome for the show, wouldn't it? I mean, not Derek, obviously, but it'd be great for me.
It wouldn't be. I like Bonix, though. He looks good.
He does. I did too, man. When he yelled in Sean Payton's face, it turned the season around. It turned the team around, and he wants to fucking play. And you love to see that heart, especially when you have a Kyler Murray who doesn't have any.
And knowing Sean Payton, he's going to find a couple of diamonds in the rough in this draft this year. That's going to boost that offense up a little bit. And they're going to be a serious fucking team next year.
Yeah, the future's bright in Denver, as much as I hate to say this year. But I was hoping to be next year, obviously. They look good. Next up is Seahawks at the Jets. Okay, in this one, throw out the score. Yeah, Seahawks won. Jets are 3-9. What's interesting was McAfee had Rodgers on about 2 hours ago, and they were asking him about next year. And he says... it's uncertain what the Jets will look like next season. What do you think the Jets look like next season, Derek?
I think they have to part ways with him. They have to.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you're a Jets fan, you got to be fucking sick. Like, you got to be so fucking sick.
I mean, just watch fucking get up and we'll watch Greeny over the last year. If you could just see, somebody should take a still image of him while he's talking about the Jets from preseason all the way to now and to see how much he's aged.
Yep. That's like a beaten woman, dude.
Yeah.
It's not great there, but yeah, I think he's gone. Let me ask you this. Does he get picked up by somebody else, or does every other team in the NFL look at him and be like, dude, I don't want him being a cancer in my locker room?
No, I mean, look, they did it. Look what Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, dude, I honestly was like, there's no fucking way anybody's going to pick him up and be serious about picking him up. After all the antics that went on here, like, it was so bad. There was so much hype around him, and he fucking was such a letdown that I was like, there's no way that another team is going to take a shot. And the Steelers did. It's paying off. It's paying off. Like, it's worked out. So there is, I don't know, maybe there is a place, but that just... I think Russell Wilson worked out because he got with the right coach that put his fucking ego aside, right?
Yeah.
Sean Payton didn't want to deal with that shit. He's like, I don't want to deal with this. Like, he's, you know, he didn't want to deal with Russell Wilson having his own fucking coach around and having all this other bullshit going on. He's like, no, you're going to be part of the team or you're going to get the fuck out of here. And that's what Aaron Rodgers is going to need here, which sucks because it's the end of his career. And you'd like to see him, you know, a guy that's played really good football. So he's a four-time MVP.
Yeah. One-time Super Bowl?
Yeah, like he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's a first-ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. And you'd like to see him at least have some type of Brett Favre success maybe, you know, at the end there. And I don't...
Maybe he plays for the Vikings next year. Who knows? We'll see.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the Vikings should pull him in. And I mean, Sam Darnold... Do you really believe in Sam Darnold? That's what I'm saying.
I do not, and I don't think the Vikings want to pay him, especially after drafting J.J. McCarthy. So I think he's gone no matter what, but it depends on how serious McCarthy's injury is. And then do you bring in a Rodgers and just complete the cycle and let him go with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison out there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're wasting those great receivers. You're wasting them. You have a quarterback that could get the ball to him in Aaron Rodgers. And I think, I don't know.
But they're 10-2. So, like, how do you argue with what's currently going on? Like, it's strange.
I mean, the problem is Darnold's going to ask for at least 3 years, right? And that's
probably a Baker Mayfield type deal.
Baker Mayfield, he's going to, it's, yeah. Baker Mayfield's contract is what they're going to base his off. That's what it's going to be.
And you can't, like,
he has that argument.
He does. So, yeah. But if you're the Vikings, you can't take that deal. Right.
No,
that's not acceptable.
You just drafted J.J. McCarthy, who you were going to start. Who was going to be your starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think you've got to go, like, I don't know who they go with. Who knows where the fucking free agents are going to come from this year. You never know, right? People get cut and everything. But I think they definitely got to go with a veteran who's a shorter-term option than 3 years. If you're serious about having J.J. McCarthy, and I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be a good NFL quarterback. Not a great one, but he always goes.
Well, you saw what Jordan Love said, that like sitting and watching Aaron Rodgers was great for him.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be, I mean, if I'm the Vikings, I'm taking that. If I'm the Vikings GM, you're going to get Aaron Rodgers for cheap because he's playing on the fucking Jets dime.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, it worked for the Steelers. Maybe I could try it too. Like, don't be a dumbass like the Broncos were a couple years ago and made the worst fucking trade in the history of the NFL when you fucking gave a guy $245 million before he played a snap, gave away three first-round picks or two first-round picks, a fourth-round pick, and two players. Don't do that. You know, don't make that mistake. Get a guy for cheap. You can play. He'll come on that team for league minimum.
Let's ride. Let's fucking ride. Jesus Christ, dude. That could be on my ass here in a little bit. Texans beat the Jaguars. Nothing there besides the Lawrence thing. Rams beat the Saints. Rams are now 6-6 at least. Wouldn't want to face them in the first round of the playoffs.
No.
Baker, with Nacua and Cooper Kupp. And fucking Williams is turned into a really good running back there for the Rams. Like, that's a tough out in the first round if they were able to make it in the playoffs. Baker ended up coming back in overtime against the Panthers. Let's talk about the Eagles Ravens here. Ravens are now 8-5. I know you like them to win the Super Bowl. Do you still have the same feeling about the Ravens, Derek?
I don't. They're doing what they always fucking do. They get to the end of the season when football actually matters and they lose the game they should win. Like, they're
at Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They played great football in the first quarter. Great football. Like, they controlled the line of scrimmage. They were playing good football. And then next thing you know, Saquon Barkley goes fucking crazy.
Yeah, and if you're looking
crazy, but he's still, Saquon's having a hell of a season, you know, and I think Philly is the team that I don't want to fucking play.
I was just going to say that. I mean, if you're looking at the top of the show, talking about the Lions defense and all the injuries, it benefits the Eagles the most because this was the point in the season last year where they fell apart. Now they're actually looking better and better as the season is going on out there. And, you know, with the injuries of the Lions, the Eagles if they stay healthy, could walk into the Super Bowl here.
One man, Vic Fangio, best defense coordinator in the league right now.
For the Eagles? Yeah. Yes. Look, their defense certainly looked great in this game. And
they've drafted so fucking well over the past 4 years on defense.
It's the best drafts the last 3 or 4 years that of any team.
I mean, think about the players they've lost on defense.
Well, look at their GM.
Still fucking good.
They have a great general manager.
Mm. Yeah, they've really put it together there. Big fan.
Roseman just does the draft a guy heard of in college method.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's smart and it works. And
I mean, you're going to miss out on the Josh Allen, but you're going to get fucking Jalen Carter.
But I would rather go with these safe picks, yeah, man, that the Eagles are going with rather than a Penix at fucking 8.
Well, especially just their defensive strategy is depth, right? You have to take the sure thing. Even if the sure thing is less than the projected guy, you take the sure thing 4 times. Now I've got depth.
They're not always sure things, though. I mean, up until this year, fucking some of the guys like Jordan Davis, they were kind of bust.
Yeah,
sort of. Yeah, I don't think they were using him in the best way, but Jordan, I mean, he's a big boy too.
He was able to turn it. All those guys have turned it around. The Eagles are great.
Here's the thing: when you talk about depth, Dan, that is the most important part about of your defense, right? Especially up front, because as a defensive lineman, it's not like playing offensive line. You can't play every fucking down. Like, it's just not possible. Like, there's not a guy that can play at a high level every fucking snap. You have to come out and fucking recover, then go back in and do your thing. So that means that the guy that comes in for you, he can't just get fucking mudded off the line of scrimmage fucking 6-7 yards and give up a first down. You know, you have to have a guy that could, that's what made us great our Super Bowl seasons. We had so much depth. It didn't matter if somebody was like taking a, if you had to take a play, but the next guy in was fucking hungry and ready to go. And that's what the Eagles are doing well on the defensive line right now. There's no drop off, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then last but not least here to close it out, Bills continue to win. And again, we've chatted about this ad nauseum this year, but what they've done with Josh Allen, same thing they've done with Jalen Hurts. Josh Allen only had 17 passes in this game and three rushes. I mean, they're keeping the numbers down for him not to make mistakes. They keep winning. He got engaged to Haley Stanfield, Bob. So I'm sorry. My condolences to you on that.
And nah, I'm a big fan.
Technically, Josh Allen is Bob's bull now.
Yeah.
It's so fine, dude, because
they just don't know about it.
I just read that Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan are on a break, so I'm fucking good to go.
Okay, good. So you got somebody else left? Perfect.
Yeah, also the 49ers are fucked now, completely fucked. So Jordan Mason's out for the year, and McCaffrey's out for the year. As well.
Yeah.
Done. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't start sitting some of the other guys that are banged up like Debo and shit.
At this point, man, I mean, look, this was, and I don't think this was the 49ers' fault. It was just injuries all fucking year from day one, and they could never get a full team on the field. So
not at any point. I think there was one game this season where they had everybody, but then Ayuk went out.
Yep,
and that was it for that. Ayuk went out, and I think McCaffrey went out the same time. He came back what 4 or 5 weeks later.
McCaffrey didn't even play till like week fucking nine. Yeah. I mean, it was nuts. Like this is just one of those strange years for the 49ers. I don't think you need to blow up this team right now.
No.
But it was just an awful year for injuries for these guys, and unfortunately, there's nothing you can do. You know, we'll pin it on people if they fucking suck, but they've never had a full healthy squad out there the whole year. We got some sponsors here, and then we'll get to this week's picks. Obviously, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Now, Bob, let's say you lost last night's game.
The pick six.
Let's say you lost on the backdoor cover on the pick six there. What's my bookie doing for guys like me who were fucking losers last night?
Look, if you paid a little too much for crab this weekend, then you can get a rake back from MyBookie.com. If you're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program, which you are. If you bet regularly,
and I definitely am.
Yeah, and one of their main features is a rake back. You have a bad weekend, they'll toss you a little money back and say, "We know you like to have some skin in the game. You don't feel alive unless you have money on the game. So here you go. Here's a little money. Have fun on us."
Yeah, have fun on us, and I'll use it. Let's face it, I'll fucking use it, dude. And it'll probably be on Thursday night's game for sure. I can guarantee you that. Next up is DrinkingBrosTickets.com. You want tickets to any of these games? Drinking Bros Tickets is the place to do it. $10 cheaper than StubHub. Had some listeners take their kids to the Vikings game on Sunday. It's nice to get out of the house, and the tickets really aren't crazy expensive this year, except for Detroit. Detroit's tickets, the Lions, which has never been the case ever in the history of the franchise, really expensive this year. But everybody else, pretty reasonable, man. So if you're in Nashville, for example, you can go to a fucking Titans game for $11, which you could never do in the past, but you can now. So take the family out. There's also concerts, rodeos, anything you could name on DrinkingBrosTickets.com, comedians, monster truck rallies, golf tournaments, all of it there. And again, $10 cheaper than StubHub. Last but not least is HardAFSeltzer.com. Buy a 12-pack today. Brand new store locators up. We're live in 12 states right now. Pennsylvania, also Penn State, is opening up next year in New Jersey for that deal we just signed, the 3-year deal with Penn State. If you would like to invest in the company, we have left 30% of it open to you at wefunder.com/drinkingbros. Look, if you're out there and you're going to support us, buy the product, tag us, and all that other stuff, you might as well own a piece of it. We took the same motto as the Packers did, and that's our first game here. Packers at the Lions. This is the Thursday night game. Excellent fucking Thursday night game here. This is Detroit's -3. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking the Packers.
Because of the injuries?
Yeah, because of the injuries in Green Bay, and because Green Bay is playing really good football right now. They're just playing good football, and this is a rivalry game, and I think it's going to be good.
Hard to beat the same team twice. Green Bay got beat by 10 earlier in the year in Lambeau, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and I think they get revenge. I agree.
I do too, and I think this is the week that it finally catches up injury wise with these guys on defense. Josh Jacobs is having a great year. Jordan Love is back. He was not healthy part of the year, and I think they end up winning this. I think it's a close game though. But give me Packers +3 for this one.
Keep an eye on Jacobs and make sure he plays.
Is he questionable?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be a problem.
On my fantasy team.
He's a tough fucker.
Yeah, he is.
It's a calf, but they're playing in a dome this week, so you don't have to take the weather into consideration. So I think they'll probably be fine.
On turf. But when you're playing on turf, that matters.
That's true, yeah. Those lower body injuries.
I'd rather play on grass. I'd rather be on grass.
Yeah. Even in the cold?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No shit.
The turf fucking sucks, dude. You're just asking to fucking get hurt.
Yeah, the PA has been trying to, the Players Association has been trying to fucking get that turf outlawed for years now.
Yeah. And they've been lobbying for it in college as well at a lot of these places. So I understand it's the next game shouldn't exist. If you guys have seen the TV show Lost, this game should be in purgatory.
Yeah, this is the Meineke Incompetence Bowl.
Sure is. This is Jaguars minus Trevor Lawrence because he's got a concussion maybe for the rest of his life after that hit.
Yeah.
At the Titans, this is Titans -4. Look, we're not. None of us are betting on this game. No. We're probably watching this game.
Mac Jones.
Who?
Mac.
No.
Jones.
Yeah, not betting on Mac Jones, dude. Yeah. I can't do it. But again, if you're in Nashville and just want to go with your kids for $11, do that. But do you want to subject them to that? Like, that's also something you shouldn't do to your children. Take into this game. So, who knows? Next up, you got Jets at the Dolphins here. This is Miami -6. Dolphins kind of have to win out in this one. Do you think the fortunes turn around for the Jets here, D'Anthony?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
I was going to say.
No, I thought you were talking about the Dolphins.
Yeah,
Dolphins win this easily.
Yeah, I think they do too. And it's just, I think everybody's given up. Give me the Dolphins -6.
The problem the Dolphins have is that their fucking defense is soft. It is not going to be an issue in this game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the Dolphins as well, Derek?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, revenge game for Kirk Cousins here. fucking A, bro. Fucking A. God, my sports life sucks. My real life is great. My sports life fucking sucks, dude. So bad. Braves, Falcons, Ohio State. I mean, it's just been fucking dog shit.
Oh no, Ohio State could win a natty this year. They sure so
can't.
Bad.
They sure can't, dude. They will never sniff a national championship this year. This is Minnesota -6. Kirk Cousins is going back to Minnesota. Does that have anything to do with this game, you think? Like, does he play harder, Derek, for real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Will he win?
It's either going to go really well for him or it's going to be a fucking disaster.
You just like, named his entire career right there. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it could be, he could go in there and play. That's why betting on the Falcons is just terrible.
I know.
Because right here, you want to take Minnesota because it's at Minnesota, but then you got to think, okay, Kirk Cousins is going back to where he used to play. It's a big deal, you know, like it's a big deal to him, probably. But at the end of the day, he's still fucking got the yips or something because you get 10 passes batted, that's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's a quarterback's fucking hate. When you bat a quarterback's pass, that's worse than a sack.
Man.
Hate that. They make some crazy. I used to watch Peyton Manning lose his fucking mind. He batted a pass in practice. He would lose his mind. So I think that I'm going to take Minnesota.
After all that, dude, you've given up on Kirk Cousins. I love it. I did before the season even started, so I don't give a shit. D'Anthony, who you got?
It's tricky, man. It's tricky for the same reason betting on Jameis Winston's tricky.
Yeah. It really is because part of me, he liked playing there. Part of me is like, he might go in there and be like, fuck you guys, man. Like I enjoy Justin Jefferson. He's and all
had
the fun.
No. Cousins is done. He's had 24 batted passes in the last 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Fucking that's 10, 5, and 9 in the last 3 weeks. Like, you're done. Get out.
What that, is it? Is, that, it, is it the yips or is
no,
it?
No. He's not seeing the field right? That's it. That's you're not seeing your progressions. You're not seeing the guy who's in the way. It's like those picks that Jameis Winston throws all the time. It's the same pick over and over. He has a blind spot for that floating linebacker, outside linebacker, and he throws it to that motherfucker all the time. Yeah. It's like that's got to be 80% of his picks.
I bet he does it in practice all the time.
I bet
time.
He does too. And like as a coach, you turn that fucking out into I can't even remember what the name of the play is. The one where instead of going straight out, you come back in. What's that called?
A dig.
Dig route. You change that out to a dig route, and he doesn't throw that pick anymore.
Right? Well.
But so it's a common – it's Kirk's got to take responsibility for that. If you're throwing balls into people's hands, that's your fucking fault. But it's there's a blind spot somewhere. He doesn't see it. He thinks – He's eyeing down. So if you're answer me this, you're a defensive end or tackle, and you're watching. You're making your moves on your guy, right? But you're also watching the quarterback's eyes. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as you see his pupils fucking dilate, and you know he's about to throw the ball, you wait. You pause a beat and you put your hand up. You don't want to do it too quick because he's going to see it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It happens to Kirk Cousins on how many times did he drop back to pass? 40 maybe? 35?
Yeah.
It's happened on 20 to 30% of his plays, 25 to 30%. Yeah. It's too much.
He's staring down his receivers.
Yeah. That's not yips. That's just fucking damn, dude. Look the guy off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that reason, though, I'm taking the Falcons. This is the games they should lose, they win. The games they shouldn't, they lose. Like all of it, I still don't believe in durr. And maybe this is the one time he goes home. He's finally comfortable at his white restaurants. What is there, a Perkins or something up there for him?
Well, North Minneapolis is not white.
Yeah, it's like all Somalis.
Somalis and black people.
Maybe he loves Somalian food, dude. Maybe, you know, he'll smell the burnt tires in the air and fucking have himself a game.
Yeah. He's got more touchdowns than most of the league. He's fourth right now in touchdowns.
He's got 13 picks.
He's got more touchdowns
than fucking Goff and Allen.
But the Detroit's a running team, though. They got the two best running backs. So, like I get it. It's just, and then Allen, I'm glad you brought up Josh Allen, right? Like,
he doesn't have more touchdowns. Josh Allen's got 20 passing touchdowns, and he has another.
Sam Darnold has 23. I'm talking about passing touchdowns.
Yeah, he's got.
For touchdown.
Josh Allen's got 20 passing touchdowns and 6 rushing touchdowns.
So yeah, look, Kirk Cousins.
We're talking about Cousins, not Darnold.
Yeah,
Darnold's actually he's having a great year.
Look, they're 10-2, so good for them. But yeah, give me Kirk Cousins for no other reason other than just because it shouldn't happen.
This is one of those things where you keep betting on black and it's red every time. You're like, fuck it, I'm going to bet on red.
Yep.
Black.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be,
I guarantee you, the Vikings are going to blow them out. I'll
lose this game for sure. I'll lose this game. And next up is Saints at the Giants here. This is New Orleans -5. Do we even know who's starting for the Giants? Is it going to be Drew Lock again? Or
I don't know who's starting for the Saints.
I think Derek Carr is back, right?
I don't know. He's back. I haven't watched any of their games.
They're 4-8. It's a weird one, man.
That one you've got to blow up too, because you can't have that much talent on a team and not win. On the offensive side, they've got so much talent over there.
I know. Olave's, I think, out for the year there. They've had some weird injuries too. Carr went down for, I think, 4 or 5 weeks.
Let Jake Haener start.
Yeah, do something over there.
Fucking Spencer Rattler's on that team. If you want to win games.
They let him start, though, and he wasn't great.
No, he's not good.
It was not fun. I don't bet this in real life. Do you, Derek?
No. I'm not touching this one.
No.
Drew Lock's one of those guys that could play really good. He's a great backup quarterback because he can come in there and get the job done. He's just not a good starter. You know what I mean? He's not like a week-to-week starter, but it's one of those guys that he could come out there and fucking light that New Orleans team up.
I know, and it's one of these things where this is not a great slate this week. I mean, you're betting on all these games are pretty shitty, to be honest with you. Even next up is Panthers at the Eagles here, for Christ's sakes. The spread is 12. All in on the Eagles on this.
Yeah, Panthers are playing better.
Yeah. I mean,
they're playing better.
Well, listen, this just shows you that Bryce Young is a mental fucking midget, because he's playing good football now when nobody gives a fuck.
He's also an actual midget.
He is a nettish little man. He took the lead with 30 seconds left, though.
He 12, did. 12 is too many points in the NFL. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No, this will end up in a teaser with I
will say, though, that the locker room for the Eagles is very intent on helping Saquon reach the fucking to break the record.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They want him to break that record.
2,000 yards?
No, not 2,000.
This offensive line is going to mush the fuck out of these guys.
Yeah,
it's going to be a fucking slaughter. It's a slaughter. I'm telling you, Vegas knows. They know this is going to be a fucking slaughter.
And Saquon, I think, is going for MVP as well on top of it. And
so
like
Dickerson's record is 21-05.
Okay,
and they want that. It's people have been talking about it.
He's close.
How many games though? Is it going to be one of those things where it was like a? He did it in more games.
Nobody's going to fucking care about that.
I know. I don't think anybody will care about that.
In the modern NFL, to go over 2,000 yards in general is something, but to go to actually break that record, nobody's
going to play. Just even play, stay healthy.
Every offensive lineman when Dickerson was playing was fucking juiced out of their mind.
Yeah. And there were, there was a Dick Butkus here and there. You know what I mean? But there weren't four dudes that were 280 pounds that ran mid 440s.
Right.
Back then.
Yeah, it's a different
totally different game.
Time. But I think Saquon's
the best running back I've ever seen.
He might be the MVP this year. So
him or Allen,
it's
probably.
It's fun to see him on a good year. Yeah, those are top two.
Then again, Lamar can turn it around. He closes out strong and they cruise in. He puts up some numbers because he's got good numbers this year too. So.
He does. I just think it's too far behind.
Saquon
now.
Is right now the only running back that makes me think that running backs should get paid.
Yeah.
Like everyone else should be an unpaid intern.
Mm. Yeah. It's strange. The way the NFL has shifted here. I'll do this in a teaser, though. Now I'll knock this down and tease that with that Falcons game that I love so much. Next up is Browns at the Steelers. This is Pittsburgh -6.5. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking Pittsburgh. They're not going to lose to them twice.
Yeah, I'm with you. They just played, 2 weeks ago, and they were able to win in that Snow Bowl up there in Cleveland.
It's a home and home.
Yeah.
I bet if you look at any given year, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, home and homes, they probably split them. And the home team wins every fucking game, I bet.
Yeah. And
it's like two tough places to play, especially they play each other late in the season. It's cold as fuck.
Yeah, I got the Steelers in this one, and then just looking at Winston's numbers, 11-7. God, it's going to be – if you let him just go a full season, it would be 30-30 again.
Yeah.
It really would.
Yeah.
It really fucking would.
It's fun to watch.
Next up, Raiders at the Buccaneers. 6-6 for the first-place Buccaneers.
Oh, by the way, Highsmith is expected to play.
Oh, is he really?
Yes.
Okay, good. All in on Steelers, then. Yeah,
Steelers are going to win this game.
Yeah, you're good on that one. Baker at home, -6.5. Evans is back against the Raiders. What's the point of even playing if you're the Raiders? Like, you're 2-10. You might as well go for the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, try to get something to help Brock Bowers out.
Yeah, build a team around Brock Bowers. But to be honest,
if I was them, I would trade Brock Bowers for more draft picks. Like, he's not. They're not going to be able to build a team fast enough for that to matter.
He's so young.
He's
why would you get rid of that asset? You're not going to draft anyone better than Brock Bowers.
He's the best tight end in the NFL right now. You got to keep Bowers.
We are in a tight end league now. There are more good tight ends in the NFL now than there ever have been.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot in college too.
Yes. There's not one period in football history.
The Antonio Gates period, I feel like, is probably peak tight ends.
Who are the other ones?
Around that time.
Tony Gonzalez. Antonio Gates.
Dude, even like a Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, Shockey was great, dude. I love Shockey. But I got Buccaneers. Who you got, Derek?
I'm taking the Bucs.
Yeah. D'Anthony?
Yeah, with Mike Evans back, for sure.
Yeah. Ravens. That Irving kid, by the way, is really fucking putting on a show down there. He's fun to watch, that running back.
Mm-hmm.
A new running back for Tampa Bay down
there. They need another one. They need he's a half the carries guy. They need another one, so is everybody else, right?
He's putting up some fucking crazy numbers though, filling in at Bucky Irving, dude. 133 carries, 732 yards. If he passes 1,000 yards and fucking only plays like 10 goddamn games, it's pretty wild. Next up is Seahawks at the Cardinals. It's Arizona -2.5. Derek, like you said, the new Call of Duty's out. Who you got?
Taking Seattle.
D'Anthony, because this game matters.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals win this. I don't know about the spread. I guess I'll have to eat that. But, yeah, Cardinals will win this.
I think the Seahawks pull it off. But Geno Smith, man, 13 and 12. Eesh.
Good yardage, though. I mean, it just nothing about that team makes any sense. They've got a great running back. They've got three of the best receivers. I guess one's out for the year, but I mean,
it doesn't matter. Jackson Smith and Jigma's having a monster year there. Like, I don't get this team. I never do. It's another one where it's like week to week. Yeah, they could win and it would shock me. They could lose. It wouldn't shock me. Like, but just because of Kyler Murray not caring about life, give me Seattle on this one. Next up, we got Bills at the Rams. This is a decent game, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm into this 3:30 game here for us out there. On the East Coast, it's 4:30 there. But this is Buffalo -5 at LA. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking Buffalo, but I think it's going to be a tight game.
I think Buffalo wins. I think it's less than 5. So I'm taking the Rams +5.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go with the Rams +5 as well, but I think Buffalo wins by a field goal.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think
McVay's good. It's a long fucking trip. The Rams can run the ball and control the clock a little bit. They turned the ball over well on defense. This is I think it's close.
Yeah, I do too. And they got to win. Mm-hmm. To keep pace with the Chiefs, and I need that personally, so I'm rooting for the Bills in this one because I need the Chiefs to play that last game, obviously. Speaking of the Chiefs, they're up next. Chargers at the Chiefs.
You skip Bears 49ers.
Oh, sorry. Did I skip Bears 49ers?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry about that, guys. I know there's a lot of people out there who are looking forward to that game. San Fran is still favored in that game.
It's basically two broke dick teams at this point.
My God.
Yeah.
But San Fran is still favored?
This I think you should bet. I would bet Chicago here.
I would probably take Bears +4 here, yeah, to be honest. I think, like, the defense of the 49ers is all banged up. Their offense is fucked. They don't have anybody left on offense. Yeah, I think I would probably take the – I think the Bears keep this close.
Okay. Me personally, I'm going to stay away from this game just because there's too many injuries on the 49ers to know. I'm still looking at that 5-7, and like technically they still have a shot out there, but man, I'll stay away from this because it wouldn't surprise me if the Bears were able to do it just because this team is so injured right now. Last but not least, so on this Sunday night at least, is Chargers at the Chiefs. Fantastic game. Did they flex this, Derek? Is this what this was?
I think so.
It was it's the only like real banger of the day here. This is Chiefs -3.5. Who you got?
I think the Chargers are going to pull this one out.
Because of their defense?
Yeah, they played really good defense. I don't know. Is J.K. Dobbins still hurt?
Yeah, I believe he's on IR, so he's going to miss.
Oh, they put him on IR.
Yeah, he's going to be out for 4 weeks at least at a minimum. Okay.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win this one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be cold as fuck.
48's not terrible, but...
At kickoff, dude. Yeah. That's when the sun goes down, dude. It's going to be down in the 30s. It's going to get cold.
Who you got, D'Anthony?
It's going to be miserable.
Yeah, I think the Chargers are going to win this game, actually, but I'll take...
No, they're not. They're not going to win this.
I'll take the 3.5.
Look, here's the issue with the Chiefs, man. They haven't covered... It feels like all year. So... Yeah, I'm going to take the points, but I think the Chiefs win. I'm only taking the points because the Chiefs will be lazy and kick a fucking field goal with, you know, 3 seconds left, and we'll all be like, holy shit, how did this happen again? Taylor Swift will be there.
Jack it up to double digits on the teaser.
Yeah, why not?
Real nice there.
Why not? I mean, shit, take down this over to 35 if you want to. I mean, yeah, that's the only way to do it right now.
We talked about this yesterday, but... The last four seasons, the teams that have led the league in the most single possession wins have lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but until they fucking lose the Super Bowl, kill the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are the one team, though, where you just don't know. But yeah, I think they end up pulling it out of the end, but give me the 3.5. And I think that's why Vegas did this in my bookie, for real. Like, that's... They looked at this and they were like, yeah, this is a field goal game for
Remember
sure.
Remember how ass they were last year? They were losing these games.
Yep. And now they're winning these games. And shit, if they get... Is there any of those receivers coming back later on in the year for these guys, like Hollywood Brown or anybody?
Who cares?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Weird, man.
I mean, D-Hop's there, so...
Yeah, you're right. D-Hop's there. And he's starting to get in a rhythm with those guys. Ladd McConkey's on his way to a 1,000-yard season there. Never thought I'd say that in my entire life. But here we are for the Chargers. Last but not least, the Monday night game. Bengals at the Cowboys.
Ugh.
A lot of Cowboy fans out there in the audience. Tickets are $20 at drinkitbrostickets.com. If you want to go to Jerry World, now's the time to do it because they fucking suck. And yeah, this
They're
is
coming.
Cincinnati -5. Who you got, Derek?
Cincinnati.
Oof. I hope. Who do you got?
Cowboys.
Cowboys, really? Cooper Rush?
Score enough points
I don't give a fuck about Cooper Rush, obviously. I just, you know, the Bengals have to stop Michael Parsons from pushing Joe Burrow shit in, which is possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the solution in the past, we saw it several times last year. It's what kind of fucked up the Cowboys season is to run the ball right at wherever Michael Parsons is. Run right at him. Because that way you've got your tight end plus two tackle and a guard going after him. It clogs him up. It doesn't allow him to float around and do all the shit he does. That's the best strategy. It's not the only, but it's the best strategy that works against them. The problem is fucking Cincinnati can't run the ball, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that strategy is going to work for them. They just can't run the ball, and Joe Burrow is going to be running for his life. It's one thing to be running from your life from a defensive end. It's another thing to be running from Michael Parsons. He's a little bit quicker. I think he's going to get to him more. I think he's going to interrupt their offense a little bit. This has nothing to do with any confidence in the Cowboys.
Okay. I'm going to take the Bengals in this one just because of the points that the Bengals can score. They're dropping. It feels like, I don't know what their yearly average is, but it feels like they're dropping 30, 35 points a game.
Yeah, but their offense, their defense sucks too. The Cowboys have scored 34 and 27 in the last 2 weeks with Cooper fucking Rush.
Mm.
354 yards against
hot
against Houston, for Christ's sake.
Oh boy, you talking me out of this one here?
I think this is going to end up being a shootout.
That would be good because yesterday's game, I don't think they're two great teams or anything. But that was a fucking fun game to watch.
Hell yeah!
Oh yeah!
That was my favorite game so far this season. Actually,
I was there. It was fucking sweet.
What do you got a fucking stun on us? Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, where were you at?
I was at the game last night, the Monday night game.
Oh, you were at the Broncos game last night? I didn't know that.
President's suite, bud.
Oh. I guess we'll just kill ourselves.
Brave in the cold, too, man.
Fuck you.
Look at you. Did you wear a tank top? Did you wear a tank top in Denver to the President's suite?
I put some jeans, cowboy boots on, nice t-shirt.
I don't think you're allowed to have exposed armpits in the President's suite.
Oh, is that the rules?
That's probably a rule. Okay. If it's not, it should be.
Yeah. No,
they would let me wear whatever the fuck I wanted. I'm telling you, they don't give a shit.
What do you think? What do you think you could get away with? Shoulder pads only? You know, maybe some, like a jock strap? You think they still let you in?
Like the one that Mike Tyson was wearing?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ass out like that?
So here's where I show up like in a three-piece suit, but then go into the bathroom and come out of the bathroom just wearing that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It, like, as soon as the game gets close and then like you're in it and you tell everybody around you in the President's suite, like, hey, guys, I apologize for changing into my jock strap. I'm just really into this fucking game.
Yeah, right rally now. Jock.
Yep,
rally jock. And then when the game gets real serious, you take that off and swing it over your fucking head.
Yeah, you go dong out.
It's funny because they have a bunch of like boosters. Like, is that whatever? Like partners. A bunch of their partners are in there. You know,
sponsors.
So like,
yeah,
all their sponsors are in there, and I'm in there. Like, I end up having a tequila drink, and my wife is with me, and I started getting fired up towards the end of the game. Someone there like yelling,
out cussing
guys.
That's fucking
awesome. I was like, what's wrong with you?
But I will say this, they do expect it. Like, they're going to go home, all those sponsors and advertisers, and at least have the story of like, hey man, you remember Derek Wolfe? The fucker's crazy, man. It was a blast last night. Fucking came jockstrap out, man, and just said, you know, called everybody a bitch in the suite, pissed all over the carpet, and then left, man. It was great.
Yeah, he was dragging his ass across it like a dog.
Yeah.
It's like, well, There's no toilet paper in that bathroom. I took a big dump.
He took a huge dump. Yeah, man. When the when they last picked six, he screamed "Fuck Joe Biden," man. It was rad, man. We had a fucking awesome time with Derek last night. It was like, all right, cool, man. So you were out there. I didn't know you were out that game. God damn it, man. What a disappointment. That pick six just not only financially but just tattoo wise broke my heart.
It was just
You guys should come to Denver for the last Kansas City game.
I mean, that's a rivalry game. Tickets are going to be expensive. For
What's the date, Derek?
It's the first week of January, right?
You guys aren't paying for tickets. We'll go to the fucking president's.
I think it is. What the fuck? Yeah, it's the first week of January. It's the 5th.
Okay, if it's the 5th and it's the last game of the year, do we bring the tattoo artist to the president's suite and then do it in there, like afterwards? And
I'll have a tattoo artist at my house for after the game.
I guess we have to do that.
Yeah,
We're off. Our last show will be the 20th, and then we don't come back until the 6th, technically. So.
Is that what it is for us? The 6th?
Yeah. We'll just have to do that Monday show from fucking Denver.
Yeah, for sure.
I just don't think that game's going to matter because the Broncos will already have 10 wins.
Yeah, they're going to whip the Chargers too.
And might. So, yeah, it's TBD right now. We'll see because if they beat the Chargers, like it's.
If that's the deciding
it's probably game over,
have
dude.
To go out there.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to beat the Chargers.
Look, I think
it's possible. But.
You're right. It is hard to beat a team twice, and they already lost to him this year. So we'll see what happens there. And then Richardson's on a roll there for the Colts. So this weekend, it looks like a pretty safe win for those guys. And I've got hope. I've got a little bit of hope.
They have a bye. They both have a bye this week.
Oh, the Broncos do?
And the Colts, yeah.
Thank God, dude. So I don't have to think about it. Okay, good. I don't have to
be fucking healthy. They're going to be healthy.
The Colts. Yeah, and the Colts are too because they're going through some stuff. So, yeah, I like that.
They'll suck.
Both teams coming in at even strength. I love it, dude. I'm a big fan. And then also, you know, if we are out there for January 5th, our favorite day here is you know, J6. So we'll celebrate that with you.
Yeah, we can storm the Denver mayor's house or something.
Yeah, we can storm the Capitol, the Denver Capitol, if you want to, the Capitol building.
We'll just go down there and start deporting people.
Get an Airbnb at one of those apartment complexes for Tren de la Agua and call it a weekend, you know? Really light it up. Oh, Derek, we appreciate you being here. Download Wolf Untamed wherever your ear holes listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate this show a 5-star and leave a quick review on iTunes and hop on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. You can bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Don't forget to use that promo code Drinking Bros. Double that first deposits all the way up to $1,000 for Derek Wolf. D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.